Hello, good evening. Now, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion and be brief? Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Anybody?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And sometimes you change, I'm sorry, what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, 50-50, or you will not vote?
Almost certain.
And I want to thank you for taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, sir. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
75.
It's a pleasure talking to you, sir. Now, moving right along, what racial or ethnic group that best describes you? White Caucasian? Black African American?
Yes, white, sir? Caucasian.
Caucasian. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting this year in an election for president, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress, and other offices on the scale from 0 to 10, sir, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote in this year's election, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. Any number from 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you real quick the list of elected officials. After I read each one, can you please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job? And if you don't recognize the name, you let me know, okay? First one is Sherrod Brown as a senator. Approve or disapprove?
Don't know her.
Don't know her? And how about Joe Biden as president? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
So what? And how about Marcy Kaptur as a congresswoman? Recognize the name?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And Donald Trump as a former president? Approve strongly, approve somewhat, or disapprove strongly, or disapprove somewhat?
Approve somewhat.
Thank you. Moving right along. I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, can you please tell me, sir, if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression? And if you have not heard that person or institution or not familiar with them, just let me know, okay? Here's the first one. Donald Trump. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump?
Somewhat favorable.
And how about Derek Merrin? Same questions, same options.
I'm not sure.
Okay. You never heard of it or you have no opinion?
I have no opinion.
Okay. How about Marcy Kaptur? Don't recognize the name?
Yeah, I do. Somewhat.
Unfavorable or favorable?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. And how about Joe Biden as a president?
Unfavorable.
Very? Somewhat?
Somewhat.
And how about Republicans in Congress in general, to the best of your knowledge? What's your opinion?
Somewhat favorable.
And First Energy. Do you have an opinion about that institution?
Somewhat favorable.
And Democrats in Congress in general?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you, sir. Now, if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, from who would you vote? The Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Probably independent.
Okay. Do you lean towards the Republicans, the Democrats, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were only the Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, let's say for the sake of argument that that's the only two options you have, who would you vote if you have to choose?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for Senate were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, from who would you vote?
I would vote for Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown, okay. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt, if you have to choose?
Derek Merritt.
Derek Merritt, thank you. And is there a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance at all that you will consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
There's a chance.
There is a chance, okay. And now I'm going to read you real quick a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. And keep in mind that this is the things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? Now, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, invited millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a chance. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or that makes no difference? And if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or if you don't think it's true, please say so.
I'm less likely.
Okay, someone more likely? Or more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, I want to read you real quick some statements that people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you less likely to vote for them, someone less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, and if you don't think it's true, also let me know, okay? Now, here's the first one. Derek Merritt is a lone and dangerous, Derek Merritt has a lone and dangerous record of fighting to take away the women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal. Merritt supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape or incest. Merritt even wrote a legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Is that statement, sir, will make you to support Derek Merritt much less, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or you don't think it's true? What's your opinion?
I don't think it's true.
Okay. And second one, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption. Much less, someone less, no difference, more likely, or you don't think it's true?
I don't think it's true.
Okay. And the state legislature that Derek Merritt saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plus carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Same question. Is that statement will make you to support him much less? So more or less, no difference, more likely, or you don't think it's true?
Somewhat less.
And nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses and military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no on that one. Now, much less, someone less, no difference, more likely, or you don't think it's true?
Less likely.
Someone less, okay. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution for real estate special interest, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies will save money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Same question, sir. Much less, one less, no difference, more likely or not true?
Not true.
Thank you, sir. Now, in the state legislature, Derek Merrin supported an anti-law that drive down wages for workers. As a mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merrin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. Same question. Much less, someone less, no difference, more likely or not true.
No difference.
Thank you, sir, and I do appreciate your patience on the line. We're almost done. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin, or would you still vote for Merrin?
I would still vote for him.
You would still vote for him? Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, moving right along, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind. So I'll ask you again, if the general election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merrin?
Republican Derek Merrin.
Mr. Merrin. And, sir, the last question is just for a statistical purpose only, so we can finish. What's the last year of schooling that you have completed? Has you graduated, technical vocational school, some college, but not a degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, or four-year college graduate, or graduate school, or advanced degree?
Advanced degree.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think, sir, of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
A strong Republican or not so strong?
Not so strong.
Okay, thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
Not too.
Not too important, okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Sir, I appreciate you taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. This concludes our survey, okay? Thank you, sir. Okay. Bye-bye.